And now, a conversation with the High Lady on cheating.
Number one, cheating, you cheat on algebra tests. You cheat, you know, on algebra, geometry, whatever. However, when it comes to human beings, I just don't understand. How can you cheat? One must be true to oneself. And the thing about it is, who you cheat? No, the thing about it is, either you want it, want him or her, or you don't.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people have weird justifications for it. Like if it's just a regular relationship, maybe they say, "Well, I'm just playing the field. I'm just having a good time. Leave me alone." Blah, blah, blah. And then,
is that like another word for divorce without being married?
Yeah. You know, also, this reminds me of a story. I was at this this party a while back in Lawrence with some of the guys I used to work with, and there was this lady there who was trying to hook up with anybody who would have her, and she's married.
Oh, she was a working girl. We don't mean no 9-to-5.
No, she was on the level, but she was telling everybody, you know, oh, me and my husband are probably going to get divorced. It was like, well, you're not even separated yet, you know? But, man, what can you do?
Well, the thing about it is, you know, people, it's something called survival and doing what you have to do.
Yeah.
Everyone don't marry or get into a relationship for love and, you know, the family walking things. You know, some folks...
it's not the Jeff Probst way.
Opportunist. It's just, you know, that word cheating, when it comes to relationships, that should just be wiped out.
This has been the High Lady on Cheating.